823 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are at Michelle's Cafe as we have day number two of our Spotlight on LaGrange. And joining us this morning, some familiar voices. We have with us Katie Bevan. Good morning from the Lorain County General Health District. Also, we have Ryan Aroney from United Way, Greater Lorain County. How are you?
Good.
And joining us also is Andrea Ferguson, who is part of the Key Community Collaborative. And we've always talked, Ryan, about all the different things that United Way does. And so these are kind of one of the collaboratives in the area that we are at. Talk a little bit about how that collaborative came about and what its purpose is.
Sure. So, you know, United Way here in Lorain County, we have 11 community collaboratives all focused in a different neighborhood, different community, different school district, and all with different goals. So when we started this process, we really looked for the intersection of where there was some need in the community, but also where there were really good partners who were already energized and willing to put in the hard work to really transform our community. And so really from the very beginning, we've been aligned with the Lorain County General Health District. And they were making an inroads here in the LaGrange area, Keystone School District area. And we knew there was a need on the health side with people in the community who were struggling having access to leading a healthy life, but also again those partners who are really committed. So one of our first community collaboratives that we focused was Keystone Empowers You, a group of great committed partners right here in the LaGrange area. And we've been kind of running with it ever since. So they're one of our 11 and one of the first, and we're really proud of that and happy to be here today.
Andrea, what's your role on this?
Well, I also work for the Lorain County General Health District, and the health district actually leads or is the fiscal agent for the United Way Key Collaborative. So we make sure that the funding gets from United Way to the community, and we also do administrative things like take the minutes, set the agendas, collect feedback from the community members to write the agendas, and kind of make sure everything keeps going smoothly.
What are some of the things that are happening that are empowering you?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things that we've worked on is opening up the high school weight room for the community to use. So every Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m., actually no, Monday through Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m., anyone in the Keystone Local School District can come to the high school weight room and use all of the equipment there. And I know that usually when people think of high school weight rooms, they think of huge machinery that only wrestlers and football players know how to use. But the Key Collaborative helped fund some more, friendly equipment there, like cardio equipment and smaller free weights, in order to make it more accessible and more easy for the rest of the community to use.
Who is staffing that, or what assistance if somebody shows up there during that time?
So the school district partnered with Inner Circle Fitness, so that Inner Circle Fitness sends a person over to staff the weight room and make sure everyone knows how to use the equipment safely. And then that way there's someone there at all times in case something happens. And if someone's unsure about how to use a piece of equipment, they can ask the person staffing the weight room.
Who's using it so far?
Well, according to the people who have been staffing it and our data, about an average of 9 people come every day, and usually it's about 4 of the same people, and 3, non-regulars seem to be popping in and out. And they're saying that right now it does seem to be middle-aged males who use it the most, so we're trying to get the word out that anyone can use this. There are very small free weights in case you don't want to lift the big barbells. We have 1 or 2 pound free weights as well as an elliptical, a stationary bike, and a treadmill. So there's a lot of things that you can use no matter what your body type.
Okay, that's one, kind of opening up a weight area, kind of promoting it, but it requires people to go to it and kind of have a commitment to it. What other things are you trying to do as an outreach into the community for this program?
So another thing that we know, according to the 2015 Community Health Assessment, is that only 5% of Lorain County adults get the recommended amount of fruits and vegetables every day. And so when we tried to figure out why people aren't getting the fruits and vegetables they need, we found out that most people say it's cost because it can be expensive to try and eat healthy, and also because of lack of knowledge of how to prepare fruits and vegetables. So for the past 2 years, Key has sponsored a cooking class once a year for the past 2 years, and we invite a chef to come in and give a class on how to cook healthy meals on a budget. So that has been a really great way that we could make it easier for the community to eat fruits and vegetables.
We're in kind of a rural type of setting here. Does that present any other challenges or advantages to what you want to do?
Yeah, so being in a rural area does have its benefits and drawbacks. One drawback that our residents talk about a lot is being far away from everything else. So, you know, IGA is just right next door, but sometimes if they think the fruits and vegetables are too expensive there, there's not another option to go find somewhere else and buy, or, you know, it's too far away to drive to a gym, and that's why we tried to open up the weight room. But on the flip side, some of the benefits are a lot of community members have their own land and their own gardens, so they grow their own fruits and vegetables. And another cool thing that we were able to do was help the Lions Club fund some raised bed gardens on their property. And so every year they grow fruits and vegetables, and they're able to distribute fresh fruits and vegetables to about 75 families each month during their food pantry.
We're talking this morning with Andrea Ferguson. She is with the Key Community Collaborative with the Lorain County General Health District. Also Ryan Aroney that's here. So Ryan, this is similar to what other collaboratives are doing. Do you kind of have to share information or techniques or way to outreach into the community, help in that regards, besides just the funding for something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. The role for United Way, of course, is the funding, but also I think what you heard a lot from Andrea is sharing of resources and the connecting of what work is already happening in the community, and that's really the part where we see United Way fitting and providing that expertise and the leadership and the training to help the partners do that. There's also a group of partners from the community collaboratives that meet on a regular basis to do exactly what you're asking, to share best practices, what's working, what maybe isn't working, so they can all raise each other up. And, you know, the really cool thing about this collective impact approach that I think I like most is that it looks different in each community. And so what we're doing in Lorain and Oberlin and North Ridgeville is different than what we're doing in LaGrange. It's a different community, and there are going to be different strengths and different challenges, and we need to really be embedded in that individual community, have people specifically from there, people who are working there, people who are committed to there, so we can learn and figure out the best way. And so, there's a little bit of overlap in the collabs. There's some sharing and there's some learning, but it's also independent, and we're really much a part of this community and committed to it, and appreciate the support and the great partners that are here. It's just about enhancing what is already happening here and making it more efficient and more effective.
How do you get the word out to the people? You know, you can set up a program like this, open up a gym, you can have some sort of thing related to healthy eating. Mm-hmm. How do you get the words to the people? Does it help in a smaller community that everybody knows everybody in a sense, and you can kind of get stuff through a grapevine that way? Or?
Yes, actually that absolutely helps. So the beautiful thing about a collaborative is that we have partners from all sorts of different sectors. We have some people from private businesses like Keystone Point or Spacebound at the table. We also have the school district, our own health district, some local associations like the local Salvation Army and the local United Methodist Church, and even an elected official is at the table. So all of these people have some very expansive networks where when we do have a new initiative or something that we really want everyone to know about, we let our partners know, and then they each have designated channels where they're letting their friends and their community know what's going on.
Sometimes I wonder if you even come to the community and see it sort of reflected back at you and thinking, I wonder how those people heard about this information. But there is such a network like that. And I also wonder, Ryan, if the United Way kind of gives not like a seal of approval or something. In other words, the United Way is a known agency. People understand what it is. They see maybe an unknown acronym with Key Community Collaborative, wasn't sure, but see the United Way is connected, or the health department. I wonder if that also gives people a sense that this is something I should investigate further.
I think that's the goal. We've, you know, from a marketing perspective, tried really hard to brand each of these community collaboratives on their own. So Key is its own entity here in the community, and we want it to be a community organization that folks are comfortable with and know, but then co-branding it with United Way and with the health district, with known, trusted organizations in the community, I think helps it then and gives it, as you say, that seal of approval. So that's definitely been part of the process, and I think has been a benefit to the expansion of these collaboratives.
Well, Andrea, is there anything new that you're working on that's just sort of on the formative stages that is going to be coming out soon, maybe?
Yes. One thing that I am very excited about is that in our discussions about nutrition and healthy eating, we learned about this program called Veggie U. And Veggie U is an Oberlin-based organization that supplies indoor classroom gardens for with a five-week curriculum and everything like that. So we worked with the teachers at the Keystone Elementary School, and the fourth graders are actually starting next semester going to learn how to grow fruits and vegetables in the classroom while they're learning science concepts along with it. So that is one thing we're really excited about, because we know that when kids have some skin in the game or some responsibility with the creation of food, they're more likely to eat it. So we're really excited to see if this classroom initiative makes kids more excited about eating broccoli.
The only thing I ever grew was a bean. Remember that bean? You put bean in and you waited for something to happen, and you know.
And it did.
Well,
right?
But sometimes not. You looked at it and think, when is it going to come out? Of course, they always have to understand. It gives them a chance to sort of see things grow and encourage them to come back to school the next day and see how things are going. Sounds like it's a lot of excitement in developing it, not only with the older people but younger people too. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to be the entire community gets involved with that. If people want to find out more about the Key Community Collaborative or United Way or things that are happening with that, where's a good place for them to get the details?
You can always find the details on United Way's website, uwlorainecounty.org. On there we have a page that highlights all of our community collaboratives, including the Key Collaborative, and you can actually then click through to Key's standalone website. And during this fundraising time for us, during the annual campaign, folks are welcomed, and we encourage you all to get involved in supporting the work, and you can actually designate it specifically to a collaborative of your choice. So if you're listening here and you're in the Keystone School District or the Grange area, you can designate your gift to United Way specifically to go to the work of Key and keep it right here in your own neighborhood.
And as you mentioned, too, and if you're listening and is not in this area, you can go on and see all the collaboratives. You'll find out about the collaborative in your area or close to you, because they're all over this county, and every month or quarter there seems to be a new collaborative that's popping up. So.
Yeah, we're keeping busy. We're out there. We're everywhere. We cover all of Greater Lorain County, which actually covers part of Erie County with the entire Vermilion School District. So no matter which zip code you live in Lorain County, you're covered by a United Way collaborative. We have multiple school districts covered, but we also have a couple that cover the entire county as well. So we're out there. And, yeah, the website, uwlorainecounty.org, lists all of them, and you'll easily find one near and dear to you.
And you get to see the neat branding. You've come up with unique names for each of them and kind of gives them something special to hold on to.
Now, when you introduced everybody, you mentioned Katie Bevan was here.
Sure.
She doesn't have a microphone. We only have two guest microphones.
Katie's been on like three times in the last 3 weeks.
I know, but
whatever, I'm a regular.
She might be itching to say something important. I don't know. We need to find out.
No, you know what? I'm sitting here and I've been smiling the whole time, because sitting here and listening to Ryan and Andrea talk about the details about Key is just really exciting, because it's really just the merging of so many great ideas from United Way of Greater Lorain County and the Lorain County General Health District and then our community members. And so to kind of hear all of that coming together and creating action for the improvement of someone's health is just really exciting. So I get a little emotional sitting here. So I've just been sitting here smiling the whole time. But what I love is that together we've been able to kind of take some local data, you know, from the community health assessment that Andrea referenced earlier, and then coming of minds of a lot of different partners from around the community with the community health improvement plan and all those partners there. So all of these things are happening at different levels in the community. So we've got like upper leadership kind of looking at the data and then kind of getting their people in place. And then we've got these grassroots efforts. So it's all all coming together, and it's just really exciting. It's a great time to live and work in Lorain County, and we're just really proud to be able to do that.
Well said. Thank you very much. And no flu shots for us this time. Last time Katie was in, I think we ended up taking the needle on that.
All right.
But I'm still, you know.
Well, we're still alive, aren't we? We're alive and kicking here.
You know, let's put a word in for the flu shots, too. Immunization clinics. You can check the flu clinics as well. They even have a flu clinic locator.
Yeah, and actually, so we're actually going to be in LaGrange this Wednesday for our flu shot clinic. So if you want more information on that, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com.
Sounds great. Well, Katie, Andrea, Ryan, thank you for stopping in, sharing the microphone this morning. We still have lots more. We're going to talk to the mayor on the way, and also we'll have the woman who knows what's happening. The scoop on the inside.
What's the dirt.
We'll have Melissa Linebrink from the CT. This is where she treads a lot and finds out what's happening in the community. That's coming up. We've got Clark Howard, though, news, and lots more. So we'll be taking this past into the 9 o'clock hour for sure this morning as we spotlight LaGrange on WEOL.